Hutton, truckers, mates, and truckers' mates, of course, and truckers' mates' mates, and mates of truckers' mates, and mates and mates and truckers' mates, and welcome to your weekly dose of gin from a mug.
This is Hutton Orbital Radio live from Studio 5, and in tonight's show we have...
some news.
The Hot Pit Bit.
Flossie's update on the current community goals.
Commander Wotherspoon's digest of this week's Galnet news.
A little bit of Hober Mallow.
And a word with the Green Room.
But first, the headlines.
Chips and gravy at Fort Mug opening.
Cannon gnomes gnosis running.
Flip-flop Federation in bounty share fail.
Epsilon Cash Boost has Tigger's name all over it. First tonight, celebrations began at the catchily named EOL Pro LW-LC8-194 system this week, as Cecil and the Type 9 convoy finally arrived, unpacked the prefab units, stuck a big antenna in the middle, and declared Fort Mug open, followed by chips, gravy, and whatever remained of the booze. The Type 9s, having had a gravity-related rapid unscheduled disassembly, will be salvaged to make into habitation modules for passing commanders. In the first 24 hours since arriving, Hutton commanders who have been lurking in the Colonia region have been steadily docking and dropping their load from data to mugs, gin, bourbon, and a few Patna prayer sticks. As a result, it looks like we might be having our first expansion in the area, which may well be in the direction of Jack's Bar. Oh, there's a surprise. Congratulations to the team on a successful expansion in almost exactly 100,000 times from Hutton than Hutton is from Alpha Centauri, or 22,000 light years.
The tinfoil and biscuit team over at Cannon Interstellar took delivery of their brand new science vessel today. The Cannon Gnomes have their Gnosis running and ready for gleaning the meaning of everything. There was gnashing of teeth amongst factions mortally offended that they too didn't have a megaship, and the situation got a bit gnarly in the surrounding space. We're waiting for the Gnosis to ignite the engines and go galactic with their ginger nuts and tinfoil hats and finally unravel the deepest mysteries of dark space. Or possibly the darkest ones of deep space.
The Federation's manifesto was said to be in tatters today, as The Federation's manifesto, it would be like seamless, like it's never happened. The Federation's manifesto was said to be in tatters today, as not content with coming up with a bunch of policies that they have no hope of affording, managed to have the decision to award bounties to all federal aligned factions in a system completely overturned. The independent decision panel, chaired by Adam, determined that the Federals feathering their own nest with bounty vouchers, even if all of their factions were down on 1% influence, was more than a little unfair, and things had been rebalanced to prevent them from taking advantage. We understand that the Empire, also having a total manifesto failure at the moment, as despite having policies that allow them to balance the books, have singularly failed to spend it on anything sensible, and instead clad a few more palaces with gold. Oh, and they were slapped down for bounty fraud as well. In the meantime, the Alliance have decided that smoking a joint and waiting for it to all blow over is the best idea.
And finally tonight, our newly owned system of Epsilon Indy, complete with Bourbon supplies, has had a welcome boost this week as Commander Tigger Swee managed to dump the biggest load anyone has ever seen on the system. Yes, over 300 million credits of data in one load to our new system. The local cartographics officer fainted. The sub-officer in charge of putting pins in maps had to have a long sit-down. And Miss Kwiatkowski, the intern who seems to actually run everything, pulled out a new set of highlighter pens, rolled up her cardigan sleeves, pulled a ruler out of her hairdo, and pushed her glasses firmly up the bridge of her nose before starting work on the discoveries. Tigger is now celebrating with a nice indie Manhattan.
Oh, and so Tigger should.
That's the news. This is In Hutton, and in memory of our favourite bit of the Soundgarden, here's the Black Hole Sun.